The SPA Women's Ministry of Bethel Deliverance International Church invites all women to join them for a live simulcast with Priscilla Shira and worship with Anthony Evans.
Ministry is when you are patient still, when you are grace-filled still, when you still share the love of Jesus, and when you spend time in the Word of God. The reason is so that you can get to know His stripes, because it's by those stripes that you have been healed, that you have been set free, and that you have been delivered.
You'll be inspired and challenged to step into God's plan for your life as Priscilla delivers a powerful message of encouragement and truth from the Word of God. It's all happening Saturday, April 8th, 8:30 a.m. to 4 o'clock p.m. at Bethel Deliverance International Church, located at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Winco, Pennsylvania. Registration is $20, which includes lunch and materials. Don't miss the chance to experience Priscilla Shira live. Go to BethelDeliverance.org to register today.
If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
The King James puts it like this. Go to Luke chapter 15. He said, but as soon as this son of yours came home, notice what he says in verse 30. He doesn't say as soon as my brother. He said, as soon as your son comes home. See, you know, he says, as soon as your son come home, which has devoured your living, took your money. And notice what he said. He knows more than the father did. He said he spent it on harlots. Now, how you know he was with harlots? Because we always suspect evil. If someone is out of church, we better call them up, make sure they haven't backslidden. But you got a problem because 1 Corinthians 13 said love doesn't think evil. Maybe they're out of church because they broke their leg. He said, but your son who has wasted his money with harlots, he said, him you killed the fat calf. And listen to what the father says. He said, boy, you're always with me. Can't get rid of you. All right, this is 7:30 service. He said, you're the child and nothing gonna happen to because you scared to go anywhere. Your whole life is staying up in church. That's your whole life. You scared to go anywhere. You scared to experiment. You scared. You're serving God because you're scared to go to hell, not because you love him. You're staying here, boy. You ever stop to think that you're staying with me, boy, so you can be guaranteed this money? But this adventurous one, he needed to be broken, and he couldn't be broken in church. He needed to know that I loved him, so he had to go out and mess up. Because there's many of us in church, we're not sure God loves us. We're not resting in his love. We're resting in religion. And so we hate it when people go out and mess up and come back, and we go to God and say, God, I ain't never left since I've been here. Well, I have. And anybody who really loves him has some dark spots in their testimony. Has some things that they ain't too proud of. Because those are the things that keep you humble. Those are the things that keep you from being pharisaical. Those are the things that let you know God truly is merciful. Notice what he says. He said, boy, all I have is yours. All you have, all that I have is yours. He said, and it was proper that we should make this party. And it was proper that we should be glad. For your brother was dead to us. He had gone out and lived a life contrary to the way I raised him. But he came to himself. And you ought to love him enough to go in and welcome your brother home. You see, we should never look at people as threats to our position. And that's what this young boy was doing. He was saying, now that my brother's back, that's going to take more away from my inheritance. But you see, with God, the only way to get more is to give more. The way to secure your spiritual position is to make sure somebody fulfills theirs. There were a lot of people involved in my appointment to the bishopric. And I would have never been here had it not been for them. Because I didn't know how to do it, nor what to do. And God used some people that most of the folks in the church didn't even like. And you couldn't even see that God was using them to bring me where I needed to be. You just wanted them gone. And God was using them as his instrument to bring me where I needed to be. And they were more concerned about God's call for me than their own position. They were willing to take all the ridicule and the slander from church members to be about the mission of getting me where I need to be. And so God is blessing them right now. You see, love says, when someone is given a position or a responsibility above you, love says, how do I help them do a good job? Not how do I keep them from doing things. Love doesn't say, this is how we always did it. Love says, what new views do you have? Because apparently, if the Lord puts you there, there's something else he wants done. Love doesn't hold on and get angry. Love says, how can I help them be successful? Because it's all the work of the Lord. The Bible says that you and I must be kindly affectionate one to another and in honor preferring one another. 1 John says, we should not be as Cain, who slew his brother. And he slew him because his own works were evil, but his brothers were righteous. The prodigal, the wanderer, came back home. Watch the contrast. He was forgiven, repositioned, and reestablished. The self-righteous son, we don't know what happened to him, because it ends with the lecture from Daddy. There are only a few times in the Bible where the story ends abruptly. One was here and the other was Jonah. And in both instances, because the response was less than love, God said, that's it. The world is not going to know we are God's disciples by the miraculous acts that we perform in service. Nor will they know we're God's disciples by the deepness of our theological reasoning. But they will know it when we bless our enemies. When we love people who don't love us. When we stop bellyaching about the loss of position and position ourselves to get closer to God. Love, listen to what he says, and I'm closing. 1 John 3:13. We'll pick up there next week because it's powerful and it's exegesis. Marvel not, my brethren, if the world hate you. Man, I can't wait to get into that. I wish I had a half an hour more. Whew. Marvel not, my brethren, if the world hate you. We want to be accepted and loved by the very culture that hates our Jesus. If someone hates Jesus, they can't love you. The world does not love you because they hate Jesus. If someone hates your child, they cannot love you. If someone hates your husband or your wife, they cannot love you. Marvel not if the world hates you. Now you and I are supposed to love one another. He ain't talking about always kissing and, you know, rubbing up on each other. That's not love. Sometimes that's just fleshly demonstrations and phony. But real love tolerates shortcomings. It comforts the feeble-minded. It brings a sense of encouragement to those who are despondent. But most importantly, real love tries to understand.
If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
85. And when ordering, request ID number
2117A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. The telecast can also be seen Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on WMCN TV 44 at 7:30 a.m. WMCN is available on Fios, Comcast, and Broadcast Television. To visit one of Bethel's Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
If you desire to fellowship with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. and you are unable to visit Bethel Deliverance International Church, please feel free to attend a special service at the Church of the Living God located at 1632 West Poplar Street on Friday, March 17th at 7 p.m. For further details, visit our website, BethelDeliverance.org, and click on the Bishop's itinerary link. We're looking forward to fellowshipping with you.
Deliverance app is now available to download for free at Apple Store and Google Play. You can tune into Sunday services through live stream, view video sermons on demand, listen to audio messages through podcasts, send prayer requests, communicate through social media, and you can contribute to the ministry simply by using today's technology. Get access to all of Bethel's media outlets and church events right at your fingertips. Go to the Apple Store or Google Play and download Bethel Deliverance to get connected today.